cars are bad, but are bikes better? Let's find out. Hi, my name is Ian DeBay, and this is The Good System, the podcast where we hate bikes. No, we hate cars. Yes, cars is what we hate. But bikes aren't that great either. More on this episode, but I digressed. Let me first explain what this podcast, The Good System, is about. In The Good System podcast, we build a vision of a good system, as it says in the title. And this is a system that is economical, political, and social good for everyone, and also sustainable, and therefore good for the planet. And every episode is like a puzzle piece. They come together to create a whole picture at the end. I hope. Infrastructure is a big part of the system and our daily life. We have to deal with it every day. And I already talked about cars, why cars are bad, and we need to get rid of them. And today I will talk about bikes and if they are good or not for the system, and maybe if we do have to get rid of them. Can't be the solution to simply replace cars with bikes one for one. And I had this thought last year when I was on vacation with my family on a small island in the Northern Sea. There we rented some bikes and went everywhere by bike because this was possible. Although it was a rural area, there was good bike infrastructure and there were not so many cars. There were too many cars for that small island where you could get everywhere per bike or even walking, or if you can't do both of those things, there was a bus who brought you everywhere, in every town, in every village, even to the beach. So there was absolutely no need for cars, at least for the tourists. I could imagine that maybe some of the residents need a car if they want to go on the mainland, because on the mainland the infrastructure wasn't as good and there you may need a car. I don't like riding bikes in the city, although bikes would be better in the city than in a rural area like it was in the island, because everything is so much nearer, not much distance. And so often it would make sense to take the bike. It probably in 99% it would make more sense to take a bike than a car in the city. I personally don't like to ride the bike in the city because I think it's too dangerous. You can't trust many car drivers. And in Vienna here, the infrastructure is not good enough. Yeah. They develop more and more bike infrastructure. It gets better sometimes, but often it's just paint on the street. A street that's too narrow, where a car can't overtake you with the proper distance between you and the car. And often cars park on the bike lane. And so it's not a joy to ride a bike in Vienna, and I don't like it, and I think it's too dangerous. That's me, and in general, I know it would be so much better if cars would be replaced by bikes, because it would be not so loud and not so stinky, and bikes don't need as much space as cars do. Parking. Yeah, parking is the point I want to talk about. Because yes, where one car parks, you can park 5 to 10 bikes, maybe. But in the end, it's still private vehicles parking on public space. And take away this space where otherwise there could be a bus stop where more than 10 people a day have something from. Or there could be a tree or a bench. Everything where more people can profit from than from parking spaces, even if it were bikes that are parked there. Car drivers have often nowadays pay if they park on a public space. It's far too less what they have to pay, but at the end they have to pay something. Bikes or cyclists don't have to pay to park their bikes anywhere on a public space. And I get it, why? Because we want people to ride a bike. And we don't want to make any hurdles or want to make it harder to get people on the bike. So that's why they don't have to pay something to park the bike on a public space. But in the end, it's wrong because they block the public space for private reasons. And as I said, yeah, okay, one car uses the space of 5 to 10 bikes, but if there are many bikes, they use a lot of space. Like I saw an image of a music festival or something like this in the Netherlands, where everybody seems to got their bike, and they used so much space. Nearly half of the area where this festival happened, it was parked bikes. And didn't make sense to go there, especially some events where many people go at the same time. Public transportation is the best solution to get there. It's not bikes, it's not cars, it's public transportation. Many people at the same time at one place. But it's not only that. Staying in the Netherlands, have you ever been to Amsterdam? There are really huge underground bike garages. But still, bikes are standing everywhere on the street and blocking everything. And often they land in the Grachten. And you know, cars are about 95% of the time not moving. They stand on the same place and park and take away the space. And the didn't find any research on bikes, but I imagine it won't be much better. I guess most of the time bikes are standing on the same place and are not moving. At least it's my impression walking here in Vienna. The most bikes I see are standing around and often stand there for many days and are not moved. Of course, one of the advantages of bikes over cars is that you can take it with you in your apartment or in the office. You can take it inside without making greater damage. If you drive a car into a house, you may have a problem. Another way to minimize the problem would be shared solutions. There are shared solutions for cars, but it seems like they're making the problem worse because it's not people who own cars that switch to shared solutions, but it's people who would otherwise take bikes or public transit who use car sharing. Sometimes people who have a car use car sharing, but just to so they don't have to give up the parking space. And sometimes a shared bike is a solution. For example, if you want to go to a bar, meet some friends there and have fun, you may take the shared bike to get to the bar. But after some drinks, you may be not able to take the bike back home, and then you take the public transit, which makes sense that you don't take your own bike there. But for that, there has to be a station where you can borrow the bike near your home and near the bar, which isn't always the case. There are free-floating solutions where you can park your bike anywhere you want, which I think is not viable in our current system where cars are everywhere because there's not enough space, and these bikes often land on the sidewalk where someone can trip over them or just can't get by. Till we get rid of the cars, we need better biking infrastructure to get more people riding the bike. Maybe me personally, because I like riding the bike from time to time. But as I said earlier, I don't like ride it in the city because it's too dangerous. Therefore, we need to get better biking infrastructure and really good infrastructure, not only paint on the street. Although I think bikes are not the solution, I think they are a part of the solution. Bikes and public transit and walking makes a great combo. I personally will always like walking much more because you see so much more of the city, can experience something and explore the city. And yeah, the bike is better than the car, where you don't get anything around you because you are a prisoner of this metal box. But the most you experience the city by walking. If I need to get somewhere fast, I take public transit. For me, that's the personal combo, but I see that the bike could fit in there also. So how would biking look like in a good system? If you are not on a bike right now, what you shouldn't, because if you have headphones on, you won't hear drivers and pedestrians scream at you. So if you're on a bike, make a pause, park your bike on a public space and close your eyes and listen how I imagine, or how we can imagine together, how biking would look like in a good system. So close your eyes and envision with me the good biking system. It is a beautiful winter day outside, only 20 degrees Celsius. Climate crisis is still real, the good system can't stop it that fast. So you take the bike to your friend who lives about 10 kilometers away. Normally, you would take the underground, but not today. You want to enjoy the sun, and so you take a shared bike. The ride is nice. A little breeze makes it even more enjoyable. There is no dedicated bike infrastructure because there are nearly no cars you share the street with. Only other cyclists, public transit, and pedestrians. On your way, you pass by a bakery. You get off your bike quickly and buy some croissants. The one your friend Connie likes so much. You go on with your ride and after a few minutes you meet another friend, Tony. You have a quick chat with her and you agree that you have to meet again soon. But you never will. Finally, you have reached at Connie's home. You park the bike at a secure place where nobody can trip over it and you enter the building. After a nice afternoon / evening, it is time for you to drive home. You don't feel fit enough and you are a responsible person, that's why you take the underground home. The next day, after you slept till 13 o'clock, it is still a nicely warm winter day. So you shower, you eat something and you take your bike that hangs on the wall because you are cool, and you take the bike for a ride in the woods. After some time, you don't feel so good and you remember what happened last night. So you ride to the nearest train station, get into the next train with your bike, and you drive home. You hang your bike back on the wall. You take a nap for 1 hour and then decide to take a walk to get some fresh air. This is just one way how you can use your bike in a good system. Just imagine another situation for yourself if you want. To summarize and to come to a conclusion, bikes are so much better than cars. But in our current system, it's not the solution to replace the cars one by one with bikes. The good system bikes are part of the solution for transportation. With a combination of public transit, walking and biking, you get everywhere you need to go. Because there are no cars anymore who hinder you and block you and put you in danger. If you are interested in system change and how a good system could look like, then listen and subscribe to this podcast. If you can and want, give me a rating or a review, a good one would be the best, but either would help me very, very much. You can also leave a comment on Spotify or on YouTube, where this podcast is also hosted. And if you are already on YouTube, you can subscribe to the channel and click the bell, so you get notified when a new episode goes on air. You can also visit my blog, ianthebay.com, where I write also about system change and the good system and all these topics here. But maybe you like it to read and not to listen to my voice. That's all. Thank you for listening. Till next time, Ian the Bay.